We have to look at some verses of scripture here in Romans chapter 5, 10 through 17, that shows us that we're free from the curse of the law. And that is important. Here's what verse number 10 tells us. For if when we were enemies of God, we were reconciled to God by the death of his son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. Verse 11. And not only so, but we also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. 12. Wherefore, us by one man's sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for all have sinned. Now, see, we're getting into the difference between spiritual death and physical death. Okay, keep that in mind. Spiritual death, physical death. 13. For unto the law of sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed where there is no law, or simply if there's not a stop sign on the corner or a traffic light to stop you or a policeman that with his hand up, you don't have to stop. You can't be ticketed for that because there was no law there. 14, nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that have not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgressions, who is the figure of him that was to come. I'll talk more about that in a couple minutes. 15, but not as the offense, so also is the free gift. Look at this. For if through the offense of one many be dead, much more the grace of God, said the gift by grace, which is by one man, Jesus Christ, has abounded unto many. 16. And not as if it was by one that sinned, so is the gift for the judgment was by one to condemnation. But the free gift is of many offenses unto justification. 17. For if by one man's offense death reigned by one, much more they which receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness shall reign in life by one Jesus Christ. Now, we know Paul is not talking about physical death here. I mean, it's obvious that he's not from this passage. He's talking about spiritual death. Because in verse 14, it says death reigned from Adam to Moses. So physical death reigns today, doesn't it? Sure. We have physical death. So Paul's not talking about physical death. See, at the time of Moses, when the law exposed sin, God came along and established the Levitical priesthood, whereby the blood of animals was shed, making atonement, a covering for God's people. Now, spiritual death couldn't rule over, now I want you to see this, your life, or dominate you. Sickness, poverty, everything else that belongeth to the devil couldn't rule over them under the temporal provisions of atonement. So when the atonement was done, when the atonement was given, it took care of that. 17, for if through the transgression of one individual, death made use of the one individual to seize the sovereignty, all the much more those who receive God's overflowing grace and righteousness reign as kings of life through one individual, Jesus Christ. That's from the Weymouth translation. You see, we were once defeated, but we're no longer defeated. And we were once defeated by spiritual death and all that came with it. But then came Jesus. And before we knew Jesus, we were defeated. We are always defeated. That's why unbelievers are defeated all the time. You look at them. They're constantly being defeated all the time by something. Something always going on, defeating them all the time. So they don't have a refuge of victory because they're living outside the realm of the kingdom of God. So Satan just defeats them over and over and over. But when we came to Jesus, things change. When we know Jesus, we were no longer conquered by the enemy, by demons and devils. Because the Lord defeated demons and devils. So we constantly live in victory. Now, instead of being defeated and everything that goes with it, we reign as kings, because that's biblical. I've given you scripture for that and give it to you again here in just a moment. See, and we live above the world, the flesh, and the devil. Now, in Ephesians chapter number 1, 22 and 23, I want you to see this. And this is what the body of Christ needs to hear today. They need to hear this because of the fact they're always defeated. How do you know? Well, I can listen to them. I know what they say. I know how they act. It's always defeat, 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 defeat. It's never victory, victory. See, in verse number 22 and 23, Ephesians 1, it says, "And has put all things under his feet," that's Jesus, "and gave him to be the head over all things to the church." Who's the church? Us. 23, "which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all." The Revised Standard says, "And he put all things in subjection under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church." Another translation says, "for the benefit of the church." Wow, I like that, don't you? See, God created, of course, all therein, and Adam. And he gave Adam dominion over all things, the work of his hands. That's what he said. You can read that in Genesis chapter 1. So God turned over the creation to Adam. So Adam was giving dominion. He was given dominion over everything. I read that this morning. The fish, the birds, the fowl, the butterflies, the insects, everything. So Adam had dominion, and he had the right to rule. So what did he do is he turned it over to the devil. And devil received that dominion because Adam turned it over. And Adam did not have the moral right to do it, but he had the legal right to do it. And he did. He did. He did. So he took God's creation and he had, remember now, the legal right to do it. He could do it, and he did, but he didn't have the moral right to do it. Now, if you go to 2 Corinthians 4:4, it says that Satan is the what? God of this world. But that's not the way it began. That's not the way it began. No, 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 no. How did Satan become the God of this world? He took Adam's place when Adam sinned. That's how it happened. That's how it occurred. So Adam was in total control of this planet. 100%. Everything. And he turned it over to Satan. And Satan became the God of this world. He wasn't the God of the world until Adam turned it over. You see, There's a scripture when Jesus came along in Matthew 8:29. They cried out, the demons, "What have we to do with thee, Jesus, thou Son of God? Art thou come hither to torment us before the time?" See, the demons knew they had the right to be here. They knew that, and they told Jesus that. "Why are you here now? Why are you tormenting us before the time?" So through the fall of Adam, all the way to the moment that Jesus encountered those demons were in rule of this planet. So they say, "What are you doing here? You shouldn't be here. You shouldn't be here. You shouldn't be here." Now see, the Adam fell, gave the dominion and the authority to the devil, and he became the god of the world. So through Jesus, on the cross, became the second Adam, purchased the redemption for us, and put everything under his feet. Now, how many things are under his feet? The Bible says all things. What does all mean to you? All means all. See, that's past tense. He's already accomplished it. It's a past tense. And all things are under his feet. Not gonna be, but are. Now, why did Jesus do these things? Why did the Lord do it? Because of the benefit of the church, the benefit of the body. The fullness of him that fills all in all. That's shouting territory. And that's why we're always triumphant in him. See, you better cool your voice and shout hallelujah top of your lungs. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 says this, verse 14. "Now thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ." Always. What does the word always mean? It means some of the time or most of the time or once in a while. No, it means all the time, right? "And maketh manifest the Savior of his knowledge by us in every place." 15 says, "For we are unto God a sweet savior of Christ in them that are saved and in them that perish." You see, what is happening here is that Paul is telling us, I like that, that we have victory over satanic forces all the time. Why? Because Jesus triumphant over the powers of the enemy. And that triumphant act is ours in him. We'll talk more about that tomorrow.